It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And it's hoop hoop hooray! It's time for college basketball. College basketball players have been toiling for almost 3 months in relative obscurity, but King football has, at long last, exited the main stage after last weekend. It's time now to get caught up on some college hoops. First, Dickie V is back, baby! Before we cover the men's and women's college basketball seasons, it's time to welcome back college basketball's favorite hype man, Dick Vitale. After more than 2 years away from the ESPN microphone, the 85-year-old legendary broadcaster was finally cleared to resume his college basketball analyst duties last weekend. Dick Vitale returned courtside at Clemson on Saturday afternoon to a rousing ovation as the home court Tigers took down the ACC rival Duke 77-71. A mainstay on ESPN's college basketball coverage since 1979, the former college basketball coach has battled cancer in numerous forms over the last few years. Back in 2021, Dick Vitale announced that he had been diagnosed with lymphoma while he was already being treated for melanoma or skin cancer. 2 years later, he acknowledged that he had vocal cord cancer, which required surgery and months of radiation treatment. But this past summer, Vitale thought he was coming back but had one more setback as a lymph node returned to his vocal cords. After a very delicate but successful surgery and follow-up treatment, he was finally cleared to return to his first love, calling college basketball games for ESPN. Dickie V, who's known for such phrases as, "You better get a big T.O., baby!" or "That kid's a diaper dandy!" was as happy to return to the basketball court as college students and all of us college basketball fans were to see him too. It's awesome, baby! Don't look now. Has the SEC taken over college basketball? This week's Associated Press men's basketball rankings showed four of the top five teams coming from the Southeastern Conference. Auburn at 21-2 is the number one team in the land, but they are followed closely by in-state rival Alabama at 20-3 in second place, Florida is 20-3 at number three, and Tennessee, 20 wins and four losses, is number five this week. Duke at 20-3 was ranked number four to keep this from being a top four SEC sweep. And in addition to those four teams, five more SEC teams occupied spots in the AP top 25. Texas A&M came in at number 8, Kentucky number 15, followed by Ole Miss at number 19, number 21 Missouri, and number 22 Mississippi State. Having 36% of this week's top 25, that's right, 9 out of 25 teams, may help the SEC fans get over the sting of being shut out of college football's title game in each of the last two seasons. Maybe. Also, the SEC women are rolling this season too. The nearly invincible South Carolina Gamecock women's basketball team had their 57-game SEC regular season winning streak come to an end last week at the hands of SEC newcomer Texas. The Longhorns beat Carolina 66-62 and moved into number 3 this week in the AP women's ranking. The AP placed Texas at 24-2 in the 3 spot, South Carolina now 22-2 is number 4, and 25-1 LSU is the number 5 team in the land. Speaking of the Tigers, they will travel to Texas on Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. on ABC, to stay near the top of the SEC if they win. Additionally, Kentucky's women at 21-5 are ranked number 8, Tennessee at 17-6 came in at number 15, Oklahoma at 17-6 was 16th, and Alabama's women at 20-5 ranked at number 21. Yeah, that's 7 SEC women's teams, that's 28%, are ranked in this week's top 25 grouping. In case you haven't heard, the Iron Bowl of basketball is going to be played this Saturday in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. If you happen to have nearly $300 lying around, you might be able to scrounge up an upper deck basketball ticket to see this Saturday afternoon's men's basketball game in Tuscaloosa. At Alabama's Coleman Coliseum, number 1 ranked Auburn at 21-2 will visit number 2 Alabama, 20-3, for the first time when these two teams have been ranked number 1 and 2 in the country. These intrastate rival SEC schools in Alabama do not care much for each other, no matter what sport or intensity of the spotlight. The Auburn men's basketball coach, Bruce Pearl, loves the pressure, though, of these big-time games like this. His Tigers feature five players scoring in double figures, with a sixth player averaging 9.8 points a game. Auburn is number eighth in the nation in scoring at 85 points a game. Meanwhile, Alabama coach Nate Oakes has turned the Crimson Tide into consistent winners on the basketball court during his five full years at school. Senior guard Mark Sears averages about 18 points a game and 5 assists for the Crimson Tide, which leads the nation in scoring at 90 points a game. Saturday's game, which is at 3 p.m. Central on ESPN, might turn into a big track meet given the way that these two teams light up the scoreboard. First team to 100 is going to be the winner. Maybe. Quick, can you name the only unbeaten major college basketball team? And if you answered the UCLA women, you just won. Woo-hoo! Out of the 700 men's and women's major college basketball teams, just one team, the 23-0 UCLA Bruins women's basketball team, is undefeated this week. They'll need to keep on winning to reach the women's record of 111 straight wins by the University of Connecticut Huskies back in 2014 through 2017. This coming Thursday night, the number one rated Bruins will be happy just to secure win number 24, because they're going to travel across town to face their longtime rival and number six rated USC, who is 21-2. Now, these two teams compete in the Big Ten Conference this year. And Thursday night's game between UCLA and USC is going to be televised at 9 p.m. Central, but only if you have Peacock. Ugh. The men's college basketball top teams are now entering mid-February. Most college basketball teams now have less than 10 regular season games remaining, plus their conference basketball tournaments, which will be played in early March. If you go to my website at SwampSwamiSports.com, I have the leaders in every single major conference in America and all top 25 rated teams. By the way, the SEC has 9 of those top 25 men's teams, followed by the Big Ten and Big 12 with 5 teams apiece. The Big East has 3 top rated teams, ACC with 2, followed by the American Athletic Conference, the Memphis Tigers. If there was ever a men's college basketball team which I think is due to claim another NCAA title in March, it's going to be the Houston Cougars. The Big 12's leaders are 20-4 this season, and as usual, play suffocating team defense. If the Cougs' shooting continues to sparkle like it has this year, this really could be their season. The biggest surprise I noticed this week in analyzing all of the men's teams was that the West Coast Conference had 0 teams in the AP Top 25. You remember longtime NCAA stalwart Gonzaga? Well, they're having an okay year by most standards. The Zags are currently 17-6. They've lost 3 overtime games, and all 6 of their total losses have been by a combined 34 points. That's less than 6 points a game. I was also surprised to see that the West Coast Conference leader this year, the St. Mary's Gales, were not included in the AP Top 25, despite a 21-4 record and a sparkling 11-1 conference mark. My underdog watch...
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Keep your eyes on Missouri Valley leader Drake. The Bulldogs are 22-2. Other teams to consider for possible first-round March Madness spoilers... Remember these names. Atlantic 10 leader George Mason is 19-5. Mid-American leader Akron is 18-5. And we have 2 great nickname teams out of the Big West Conference. The UC Irvine Anteaters and the UC San Diego Tritons are both 20-4 this year, and they could be March Madness spoilers. As we take a look at women's college basketball teams, the top teams are rather familiar names. Again, if you go to SwampSwamiSports.com, you'll find a full list of the women's top teams by conference this year. No one's going to want to face the South Carolina women's tenacious defense and their 10-deep roster in March. The defending champs are going to be a very tough out. Surprising, Notre Dame is 21-2 overall and unbeaten 12-0 in ACC play. Now, this Irish team has not yet needed any of their lucky charms. The 2-time national runner-up Iowa Hawkeyes, though, are out of the mix. They're struggling a bit this year at 17-7 overall, but only 7-6 in Big Ten conference play. The Lady Hawkeyes have lost 5 in a row in January, but then they turned it around and currently are riding a 5-game winning streak. With no Caitlin Clark available this year, it doesn't look good for the Hawkeyes to make another Final Four appearance. And speaking of surprises, former Louisiana Tech assistant coach Nell Fortner has turned around the fortunes at Georgia Tech. The ACC Yellow Jackets are 20-4 this year and nationally ranked at number 19 this week. Other surprise teams on the women's side to watch down the stretch include the Atlantic 10's Richmond Spiders. Great name, huh? They're 20-5. The AAC leader is UT San Antonio. The Roadrunners are 20-3. James Madison is 21-4 from the Sun Belt Conference. And keep an eye on Southland Conference leader. That's right, the Southland Conference. Southeastern Louisiana Lions are 20-3. And so the basketball race is on. Over the next 4 weeks, the top teams in men's and women's college basketball are going to begin to separate from the pack. And as March Madness approaches, we're going to check back in again soon to find which of these teams has moved to the top or faded back into the background. I'm Swamp Swami.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.